Hey, what's up, guys? It's Andy Munoz of the RSL Show, and today we're actually recording on site at the, what do you call this place?
This is our RSL Showroom Warehouse.
Nice. RSL Showroom?
Show-room.
Yeah.
It works.
All right, we've got Thomas Warren, the Director of Marketing.
Merchandising.
Branding. You messed me up, dude. Dude, thank you so much for A, having us here, and B, entertaining our podcast and just being an amazing person to us. We love you so much, bro.
Thank you very much.
We love you so much.
Glad to be back on the show.
Yep, we got Josh Clark, co-host. Who cares about him? And then we got Nick Osterhout, the president.
Osterhout.
The president of the Real Monarchs.
Yep.
Yep. Confident, I guess.
Get printing the business cards.
Amazing. All right. Warehouse manager, yeah, currently?
Yeah, that's a little more accurate.
Until he gets promoted to the president of the Monarchs. And that's because, dude, you've been, like, designing for them for a long time. You're really close with the team. I know you're kind of taking charge and kind of handling things over there, in a way.
Yeah. Thomas kind of entrusted me with most of the Monarchs merch output, which is... honestly, kind of a dream come true for me. Actually, how I started here was there was a meeting with like the Riot supporters groups, and I made a joke to Thomas, like, when are you going to hire a Monarchs designer? And he was like, come see me.
Nice.
And now,
look at that.
What, 3 years later, I'm just here making all the Monarchs merch. So.
Yeah, so Nick started at our downtown store location,
RIP, that's right.
Downtown.
Yeah. Yep.
But he started, and I was just like, hey, I don't feel good about you just making designs and not getting paid, so come earn an hourly wage and bring your laptop and make some Monarchs stuff for us. And that's really kind of how we got merchandise for that team off the ground. And
he's been kicking ass, dude.
Yeah, when we closed the downtown store, we absorbed him up into our staff here at the stadium team store, and he's been killing it. We promoted him to the warehouse manager this year, so he's full-time.
So when's the promotion to the Real Monarchs president? Do you have any control over that? Just give us a timeline, like 2 months, 3 months, 6 months.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see. How they do this year.
Yeah. It'll be 24.
He did design the jerseys that the Monarchs will be wearing this year. So
no way.
As long as they look good on the field, I mean, that's a step ahead, right?
Hell yeah.
Did the MLS next... like numbering change, like the
I don't think so.
Oh man, that's been the roughest part for me. Is
yeah,
you don't like pointy wingdings for
no,
your
I don't.
Names?
You know, it's okay. It's unique, but it's kind of hard to read sometimes.
It is
so. A little bit. Let's just address the elephant in the room. We've got our nasty little intern, Alex Napolis. Thanks for being here, dude. We appreciate you coming out. Do you want to say anything into the microphone?
Thanks for the invite, guys.
You're welcome. That's all you're going to say this episode. We love you. You're doing such a good job. Please cut your hair into a mullet. Please. All right.
I think we need to do a Twitter poll.
Yeah, we do.
We need to get a picture of him with the Lego hair.
Yeah. I'm going to
do mullet.
I am going to give you a little bit of instruction. Can you take a video just kind of showing that we're here? Post it on Twitter. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay. Will you do that? Yeah. Just over there, and then just a little slow pan horizontal video. All right. Good job. I love him so much.
He's just because he's a yes man?
No, because he's working hard. He didn't have to come to this. We told him you don't have to be here.
Junior producer's not here, but Alex is here.
Yep, that's right, man. Did you see the hand motion he just did? Don't do it again. All right, I just saw the back half of that. Yeah.
Wow.
I just saw him.
So
okay. All righty. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
We'll cut that out. Don't worry about it. So we're here today to discuss the brand new launch of the 2023 Away Kit. For Real Salt Lake.
Correct, yes.
And, thank you. The uncertainty, dude. It's not gold, but it's a yellow. What's the actual colorway, or what's the name of the color?
The official title is Pyrite.
Did you come up with that?
No, that's an Adidas thing. That's kind of part of their color palette.
Isn't Pyrite fool's gold?
Yeah, so... to reverse what Andy said, it's not yellow, it's more gold. So it has that kind of mineral color to it. It kind of represents the industry, the mineral industry, that type of stuff in Utah.
So the color's pyrite, okay? Did I say that right?
Yeah, color's pyrite.
Pyrite. I love that there's somebody at Adidas that's just coming up with like names of colors. right?
I mean, it's a mineral, so it makes sense.
All right. Let's go collectively. Let's talk thoughts about the jersey. I'll go last. I want to start with Nick. Uh-oh. Nick, bro. So you've been here a while. You've seen a lot of the away kits, the launches, the criticism, both either positive or negative. What are your thoughts on this beautiful pyrite kit?
I would honestly say this is my favorite secondary kit that this team has had. And granted, we've had some good ones. I know they've all been white, whatever. 2012, the one blue sleeve.
I knew you were going there.
Is my favorite home and away ever.
You're wild.
But this one eclipses the one blue sleeve on the white for me. And you know what? I'll go so far as to say I think 2024 is my new favorite home kit.
Agreed.
So just to
can we
start,
even say that though?
Just to start that hype train.
Yeah,
I mean,
we can
say we're getting
want.
A jersey.
We're not
right?
describing
right.
it.
It's pretty cool.
You mean they're getting
I
a jersey?
I think the 2024 home with this away kit is going to be the best combo we've ever had.
Oh, hands down.
By far.
Yeah. Yeah. I get excited for the pyrite kit. Can I just call it yellow?
It's
dude?
The beehive kit, bro.
Beehive?
Call it yellow. Yeah.
But it's technically the beehive kit.
Beehive kit.
Is it going to be marketed as?
Yeah, yes. We will market it as the Beehive kit, so okay. That's kind of the storytelling aspect of it. So the home kits will be more team colorway inspired, claret and cobalt for Real Salt Lake, and then the away kits are known as the community jersey in yeah. the Adidas world, so it ties back more to storytelling, back to the community, back to the fan base, that type of thing. So for 2022, when we launched the red kit that we're currently wearing, we went real classic claret and cobalt. We wanted to bring it back to that. And for 2023, we kind of thought, yeah, why not show the fan base something they've always been asking for and do something that's not just strictly a white kit. So, but we're telling the story. It's the beehive kit. The gold colorway kind of ties back into the state symbol, which is the beehive. You know, it's a mineral color, so it goes into kind of the mining and the industry and things like that that you think of when you think of, you know, Salt Lake. When you think of the valley, you think of the copper mine and those types of things. So, you know, Utah was really founded on, you know, the mining industry back in the 1800s when the Mormons first landed. So we're really just kind of bringing it back to that. And then, you know, as we talk about 2024, we start talking 25, which we're currently in the works in with Adidas right now. Yeah, you'll see a lot more creativity when it comes to the design aspect and those, yeah. You know, those elements, the actual like prints and things like that we use. The nice thing about the 2023 jersey is it's the same jersey all of the Adidas teams were wearing in the World Cup this last go around. You'll see, you know, the Adidas logo has changed.
Which looks phenomenal, by the
right.
way.
Right, yeah. Not by much. I mean,
no, but that slight change completely changes the aesthetic,
yeah.
and I love it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I noticed.
So they've you know, the jersey itself, the body style's changed a little bit than what we've been used to, and so there's a lot of different cool elements with the 2023 jersey that I think, I don't know, I'm interested to hear what people say once we start seeing fans in the stadium again, but I think the good majority of the fan base is going to really like
it.
Yeah,
there's always the guy that hates it, right?
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
But
so
people will love it.
And I didn't mean to cut you off, dude. So you said that this was like the second best. Is that what you said? Or
first
did you just
best.
Say first best?
First best secondary to me.
So
I love it a lot.
Aside from the fact of it just being yellow or whatever and maybe changing it up, like is it something in the details or is it just really just that it's like a whole different direction from the white that we've been seeing for the last, what, 8-10 years?
Longer than that. Since 2005, my guy.
Yeah. Like, what really sticks out, dude?
I mean, it being different helps, of course. I do love, like, the shade of, you know, the pyrite, the gold. The shade of the blue on it is beautiful. It is a different blue than we're used to. Also, the beehive print is actually textured, so you can actually feel it, which is a really cool thing. And then going back to how Thomas said, it's the kits you saw in the World Cup. It has that lined drop tail on the back with a stripe going all the way along the bottom. The blue numbers look just striking on it. It's honestly just beautiful.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
just
it
a
pops,
great kit.
Right?
Yeah.
It pops.
Yeah, it really
that's
does.
That's what I like about it.
Yeah.
Was this a, I think I asked you in the team store, is it a Dryden design, this one?
Yeah, right? I mean, like, Dryden was still kind obviously of involved.
A little bit involved.
He's through next season even, I think.
Yeah, Dryden's kits will be through 2024.
Yeah, and I hate to say, I'm making it sound like it's just him. Obviously, it's more than that. It's the people going back and forth with Adidas with different concepts and different iterations maybe of the kit. And that's kind of something, maybe before we go into the next thought, I know you got something, but did you guys have any different iterations aside from the yellow, like as the secondary concept in terms of maybe different colors? Or was it just that you guys were going yellow?
Yeah, I think it was just more a consensus. I mean, we see different concepts with sort of the same thing, and this one was, I think, overwhelmingly our favorite. I mean, we see all kinds of great concepts from the Adidas team when it comes to them putting our ideas to actual product. But, all the iterations we saw were primarily pretty close to the same, but you see some different accents. You see some different, hems. You see some different, shoulder colors, like all kinds of different panels throughout, but this one was overwhelming. I think our favorite.
Very cool. Josh Muir, what are your thoughts, bro?
Obviously, I think it's going to be like everyone's first thought, right? Not white. But again, I agree with Nick. The blue on it is the perfect blue to go with it. Like it really just stands out. It highlights the kit beautifully. The texture is beautiful. The Adidas logo, I know it's weird to talk about Adidas logo, but it changes the whole aesthetic of it. Obviously, the badges, I love the little Utah badge with the 05, Leo the Lion on the back. I just think it's a great kit. I think with a pair of blue shorts and yellow socks, if they ever go that route, I hope they do, it's just going to look really good. Even red shorts would look great with that, honestly. I'm just excited to not see white, even though I did enjoy the last white kit with the print, but... This is just, it's different, and I love that. And it's not the Victory Gold kit, right? It's different enough, so we're not recycling that, but it still looks good. Looks great. It's my favorite away kit.
Yeah. Anything else to add on it, dude, before we move on from it?
I think you can all tell I really like it. Yeah. I think it's a great kit. And yeah. I think I think the vast majority of our fan base will like it and appreciate it for what it is. And, it's just kind of like, painting the picture, it's putting down the lines for the future. It's painting, it's the beginning of, I think, a new chapter in RSL's history. And I think like the jerseys and what the players are wearing on the field is starting to become
it's an era. Yeah. So I kind of made this joke when we did the little video upstairs, but Seattle has the Jimi Hendrix kit of past, the Bruce Lee now. And I made a Donnie Marie Osmond joke, and that's obviously never going to happen. But what if we ever did go local celebrity?
PC Laptops guy.
We love you. Do a We Love You kit.
Oh, Dale?
Yeah, don't
no,
do
that,
it.
That's not Dale Shanzi. That's different. PC Laptops guy is like he looks like Andy.
Yeah, We Love You.
Yeah.
Yeah, but didn't he get his start with Dale Shanzi?
I think so. I think they broke off.
Maybe.
Oh, because we could do like, wasn't he into like.
You can't see me. I'm shaking my head no, dude.
He's into some stuff.
Gliding.
No,
wasn't he into gliding?
Parasailing?
Didn't he kick a bird?
I think so. A seagull or an eagle or something.
What a maniac.
Yeah, but man. Real question is, what local celebrity could we actually make a kit off of that would make sense?
Ooh, that's a great
question. I'm having a hard time. I'm racking my brain. And
well, I mean.
No.
Alex just said David Archuleta.
If Post Malone was actually local, could be dope.
I'd wear a Posty kit.
But is he? He's not.
No, he is.
No, he lives here, but he was. Like,
but bro, he's embraced the culture. Like he stops and takes pictures.
But
with
has he
fans.
Been here enough, like long enough for us to do like a Post Malone appreciation?
Dude, he's
kit.
Been living here for what, like 8 years, 7 years, something like that.
Okay, but outside of Post Malone, because that all one's right. like borderline.
Yeah,
where I don't know if we'll ever go the route of like the celebrity.
Yeah, but I'm just saying like. This is just fun to think about.
Yeah.
Do you do an Imagine Dragons kit? Because
nope.
Hope no.
Nope.
Nope. If we did a band kit, it would be a good one.
Right.
It'd have to be like some like Grudge City.
Well,
like,
it'd be like
old,
Rancid, right?
Hardcore something. But, oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I'm going to figure out how to make
Brandon's
a kit based on my own bands.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but didn't Rancid or what band made
the
a
Used?
Song for a different
oh.
club? Is it Rancid?
Yeah,
I think
they made
it for San Jose.
San Jose.
Or was it at least Lars' solo project, one or the other.
Yeah,
right?
Something like that. All right, we're going to give the mic to the intern over here. We're going to get your thoughts on the Yellow Kit, okay? Just fast. All right, you're timed.
Yeah, no, it's really nice. I pretty much agree with everybody, with everything everybody has said. It's different. It's unique. And I think so far, I have to agree with Nick. It's probably the best secondary kit that I've seen in my lifetime. And so yeah, I really love the blue. I think the blue is what really, really makes it pop, is just that the tone of blue that you guys use on like the accents and whatnot.
Thanks for taking our words, dude.
I think that's
the word. We're all original.
Nice job, Temp.
That's it.
We tease him a lot. You're doing really good, bro. If we tease you, it's because we like you. If we didn't say anything to you,
you wouldn't have gotten the mic.
Real trouble. No, but he likes it. You like it. You like it a lot. Are you going to buy one for $150?
I would.
Okay. All right. There it is. That's your market research right there. Alex Napolis, he's 23 years old, Hispanic. He would buy the kit.
He's 22.
He's 23. 23.
Oh, 23. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because no one likes him when he's 23. That's right. Okay.
That's right. Well, if you want to talk about original jokes, Josh. Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, dude, I think it's going to be a hit. I think people are going to like it. It's different. We're not just being nice to your faces. I do like it. I didn't.
No, he would vocalize if he didn't like it. He has done that before. When Tyler showed him the thumbprint kit, he, like, laughed and, like, was like, I hate it.
That wasn't me. I think it was Mitch.
I'm pretty sure it was you.
Yeah. Who knows?
Mitch did it too.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a terrible jersey.
It grew on me though. Like looking back at it now, I'm like, all right, that was pretty lame but cool.
Okay, you know what though? In the same breath though, dude, like one of my favorite kits now is the
crown.
The crown, yeah. Dude. I don't know why.
Oh, the 14?
Yeah.
The mustard stain.
Because it's so bad. Just because it's so bad.
Okay, it's so bad. It looped around. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
Dude, Nick's face was like his jaw dropped. For
I mean,
real,
Nick is
dude.
The one that likes the one blue
yeah.
shoulder. So
that's because it's God tier.
Yeah.
How do you look,
dude?
There's literally
because,
a sticker
okay,
of KB5 with it right there. How
I
good
see
does that,
that
look?
And that is pain. Because you know what I see? I see
oh,
me
okay.
freezing.
You're equating
2013.
Okay. If we're gonna equate it to experiences, then sure.
I can't get away from it. It's just pain. It's
all right, that's
pain.
Fair. Okay, okay.
I do love the collar on that one, though. Okay. I love the collar. And it's actually a fine kit. I just like giving a hard time. But I do see pain.
I'll take it. Okay.
I do see pain.
Yeah.
So what's on the horizon for, I guess, like, you guys just did a little revision, almost, of the team store. And
yeah, we made some upgrades. It was time to kind of refresh what we've had in the past, that the old look and feel we'd had for a while.
I do like the merch pickup, though. Order something during the match and come grab it. That's nice. I don't want to wait in line.
Yeah, no. So we're adding a bunch more registers to the store. We're going from 3 all the way up to 8 or 9, which should help speed up the lines. We took a bunch of the old clunky racks that were in the store out and refreshed it with some stuff that makes the store look a little bit bigger. There's a little bit more room to wander around. You know, we're controlling the line a little bit better and how many people we let in the store at a time. But with the added registers and a little more space, it should make the whole experience during game time a lot better. Plus, you can just see the product better, and it just makes the store look updated and pretty sweet, in my opinion.
Yeah, we had the little junior producer and intern Alex go in there. They did a decent job, decent video, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it's stuff that you probably wouldn't even notice unless you came into the store frequently enough. But
and checked it out.
You know, the fans who frequent the store are going to love it. They're going to appreciate it. But I think it's, you know, I want to let people know, hey, come give it a shot during game time. Like, don't try to avoid the lines because they'll move pretty quickly and we'll get people in and out of there.
Very cool.
Really, really fast during game time. Plus, yeah, like you mentioned, we do the online. You can go to shop.rsl.com just on your browser on your phone and place an order. And if we get it before the 70th minute, you know, we try to guarantee that you'll be able to pick it up before you leave the stadium. You can shop there the morning of the game and come pick up your stuff when you get here to the stadium. We're starting to make that process a lot less a lot less painful. You can just come tell one of our associates and we can grab your order for you. That makes it really nice and convenient and gives you some product for the game, you know.
And the season ticket holders, they get what percentage of discount? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, they still get 20% discount. Okay. At the team store. And also, if you are not a season ticket holder and you have an America First Credit Union, go get the RSL Visa debit or credit card.
Just and the design? Like the design?
Yeah, there's,
on
there's a Real Salt Lake design. It's really cool.
Cool.
And if you have that and you pay with that, we give you 20% off as well.
Ooh, that's not a bad deal.
That's not a bad deal, yeah. Bro.
So, merchandise question. You guys have been killing it with the bobbleheads. Took long enough, right?
Thank you.
We had some pretty decent, like, season ticket holder gift ones and then some not-so-decent ones, but now we have some quality player bobbleheads. Who's the next player that gets one?
Jefferson Savarino.
That was my guess.
And excellent. He's doing the goal celebration with the fingers, in the air.
Okay.
And here's
That's pretty funny, dude.
But here's the kicker. The wrists bobble as
well. Oh, beautiful. I love this.
So his head and the wrists are going to bobble, which makes it amazing.
That's pretty dope, dude.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that you guys are getting, like, more...
outside the box, right?
Yeah,
and, like, collectibles
type things. More creative control, yeah.
Yeah, I love this.
No, it's been fun. We've talked a lot about it, you know, in the past. And, you know, Major League Soccer continues to grow and get bigger. You know, they gain a lot more respect and cred in the sports licensing world. So we have a lot more opportunity with the brands that we get to work with. You know, just the way that we're set up as a club and an organization. I have a lot of freedom and in the decision-making that goes on and what products we carry in the store. And that's, you know, where Nick comes in. He's a very important part of sort of the product development process of what we do. And it's, you know, Nick gets it. He's been a fan for a really long time. He's a key member of the Wasatch Legion, who are huge supporters of the Monarchs, and that's why we brought him on, you know, just to start with Monarch stuff. But then we started bouncing Real Salt Lake ideas off of him, and, like, Nick's 90% of the scarves that come out are his designs. You know, he's got a lot of input into some of the new headwear and stuff like that that we have coming out.
Which, by the way, that was sick, dude. I love those, actually. Now that I get a closer look, it's like the floral print.
Yeah, that's we've got great. A couple floral prints. We've done some golfer hats that have
the
rope across
the front.
I
love the golfer hats. Yeah. I wish my head wasn't
massive.
Gargantuan, right?
Yeah.
Because those hats do not look
It's like
on
an
me.
Onion on steroids, yeah.
But the nice thing about what we've been able to do is just we've been able to expand the product listing. And, you know, the more we do this and the more, you know, tapped into, like, what's available from the brands that we work with, like, the better the product is getting. And it's, I mean, it's great.
Yeah, no, it's growth, man. It's that's you know, it's what you guys have been working so hard for, and it's you know, the league's giving you more flexibility, maybe ownership too. Maybe not yet.
I mean,
maybe getting there.
They like what I do. It's nice to sit in a conference room and have the owner of the club walk in and be like, "This is the best media I've ever."
There you go.
I love that, dude. Wow.
You know what piece of merch I'm just dying for. And I know it's probably hard to do because of, like, player rights and
oh, whatever. I know what it is. Oh, we have an idea. Is it the same one?
I don't think so. Because this is one that I was thinking about today.
You say yours, and then I'll say mine.
Okay, well, I have to kind of, like, paint the picture of it because I don't know how to explain it. But you know, like, how vintage is kind of coming back, like, the 90s, and you're thinking, like, NASCAR t-shirts? Yeah.
I've already been working on one.
Beautiful. Well, like, with a player? Or just with, like, Leo?
That's to be decided, but, like... A NASCAR flavor with just ridiculous
just things all over and pictures and
what about like a big jacket, like those big puffer jackets and
just
that
go buy a 4X. What are you talking about?
Okay. All right.
Anyway, I saw someone was wearing like a NFL t-shirt today and I was like, oh man, it looks ridiculous and I want an RSL one.
All right. Well, my idea is not cool.
Yep.
It's not that cool.
What was it? Croc Charms?
No, dude. It's way better. Envision your favorite soccer player.
Done.
All right. Envision your favorite soccer player.
Okay. I got Ned Grabavoy in my head right now.
A onesie of Ned Grabavoy. So it's
we've
it's
already
a onesie.
Talked about onesies.
You slip it on, dude.
We already talked about the last episode. We talked about.
And then
about
when this you when you put the hoodie over your head and you zip it, it's Ned Grabavoy's face, but it's like full kit Ned Grabavoy.
Did you?
You'd want to do.
Literally,
with...
don't remember this conversation.
I do, but we can circle back, bro.
No, we had a onesie conversation, and I brought onesies in. We have them. They're here.
But they're like lion-themed, right?
He wanted Beckerman dreads and
no,
all.
No, these are just...
Yeah, dude. Like, if you want to be Necromondo, you just put that onesie on and zzz, you know?
Well, look, I...
They're instantly a full kit wanker right there, dude.
Dude.
I'll look for it.
I'm kidding, dude. Don't do that. It's a joke.
He's I think not it's kidding. A good idea. He's not kidding. It doesn't have to be...
It would be cool though, dude. A onesie, you zip it over. It's Kyle Beckerman. It's got dreads. That'd be sick, dude.
Why not? A Leo the Lion one. That'd be sick.
Or if you have like your little face exposed, dude. If you guys make that, I will wear one to the game. Like, okay. I'll wear it to like three matches, back to back.
Okay.
But it has to be sold. You can't just make me one to wear. All right.
I'm gonna have like someone's great aunt sew you one up.
That sounds good.
No, we had a lot of great. You know, since the last time I was on the show, we had a lot of great. Suggestions. People were DMing us through Twitter, through some of our social channels. You know, we actively look at the Twitter, like what people are commenting. Like a lot of stuff when Justin Glad was scoring his goals and doing the dance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where we came up with we did a bobblehead. We have a Justin Glad scarf that has him doing the dance now. And a lot of it is just shout outs on through social media of people. Hey, you know, you guys should do this. And we've done it. Who did the jersey pin? Was that your
idea? It was me.
So we're still doing that.
Yeah.
Collectible jersey pin. So we do pay attention. Not every idea is a great idea, but we
like
take
the jackets,
a look at it.
Like the drive jackets we told you to do.
Those are sick.
Dude,
yeah.
I'm scared to wear mine.
Do you like, wait, hang on.
I
do you like
them?
Do you like those jackets? The pearl white?
Yeah.
Don't lie to us, dude. Just
no, I really do.
Okay.
I feel like I would probably look weird in it, and I would spill whatever sauce
gotcha.
I happen to be eating that
He'd
day on
He'd dump his twist on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
He'd dump his dirty soda on it.
I love a dirty soda.
Amazing. Yeah, those are cool jackets, and we saw that it was opened up to ordering and all that, so that's pretty dope too.
Yeah, so this year we're... And I can let Nick explain this a little bit more. We're working with our supporters group and trying to engage them a little bit more and unify them in some activities. And, you know, because really what it's about is the club, right? Yeah. It's about coming and supporting the team as they play. You know, the more support, the louder we are in the stands, that type of thing, the more wins we hopefully get and better players we can sign. So I'll let Nick talk a little bit about sort of what we're doing. And this jacket we're talking about is the first thing that we sort of introduced to this program, but take it away.
Yeah. so basically, it's just, what am I going to say here? It's just about getting people involved and amped in, you know, we're like he said, we're working with supporters groups. So it's through the Riot, which of course is the umbrella that holds, you know, everybody. My group, Salt City United, RCB, Riot Brigade, Labara.
He's primarily referencing the fans you see at the South Goal that are waving the flags and beating the drums.
Yeah. Basically, get involved with that, even outside of matches. A big thing is just even as simple as getting involved with TIFO painting, chant practices, even watch parties. You know, if there's community events or charitable situations, it's basically just being involved. You don't have to be in the South Goal. You don't even have to have season tickets. You just have to be involved with the Riot. Basically, you just hang around, help out, and, you know, at a certain point, you will basically get access to some pretty cool exclusive stuff that we're getting in starting this season. I don't know if Thomas wants to spill any of it, but there's some cool stuff coming that you will only be able to get basically if the Riot leadership thinks you have, I don't want to say earned, but like kind of earned.
Yeah.
You know, if you're involved, you can get the thing.
That's league wide. You see it in different teams.
Yeah.
It's, you know what I mean? Earn like that status or that stature by just being involved. It's, you know, you're not getting jumped in. It's just like, hey, come hang out, right? And be involved in the supporter culture, which we've always recognized that as an issue where it's kind of click and kind of separated. So this is exciting. That's actually really cool news.
So, yeah, we're going to come up with some cool products, and they're actually going to be nice high value products. Like the jacket we're talking about is $150 retail. We're also doing a really cool like sleeveless black denim biker style denim vest that
it's $150,
$160 retail. So it's all quality product, and we're working with the fan supporter group like Zach Barnes, and Nick's also part of that, to develop this program to really get people more engaged in soccer culture. One of the biggest things we hear from ownership, one of the biggest things we hear, I think, across the board is when you go to games is, how come we're not like Portland? How come we're not yelling and screaming and dancing and doing all the stuff that these big market teams are doing, the 32-52 and things like that? We can get there. And really what it is just getting our fan base more involved in the soccer culture, to try to bring more people into the soccer culture so that we have the repetitive cycle of having a good, strong, solid fan base who come to the stadium week after – or home game after home game, not week after week, but who come and show up and support the club and appreciate what it is that, the players on the field are trying to do. I mean, this is – it's not fun to just come sit on your hands and not cheer at a game. And unifying the South End is what's going to – is what's going to start the trickle effect stadium wide. And if we can, I don't want to say reward, but I mean,
reward. It's like earning your merit badges, right?
The incentive. Yeah.
Come and do something fun and get something fun out of it.
Right.
Yeah. And even just like the addition of like the TIFO, like that dedicated,
the TIFO line. Yeah.
That already made all of the difference, I think.
Not to mention safe standing.
Yeah, so they're gonna do safe with safe standing, because I shoot the games. I've seen you. I have a really nice shot of you and Zach Barnes hugging.
Yeah, I love that one.
You guys are hugging after a goal celebration. But it's like, having been there with the before to the after, even just the TIFO. I mean, it's just amazing. It's getting louder. People are getting rowdier. The whole section seems to be unified now. Yeah, so with the safe standing.
There's still, quite a ways to go, but it's been building
for
the last couple years.
Last year was noticeable, the difference.
Like even because the riot kind of started in 2019 a little bit, and even going into 2020, the home opener was one of the most unified, amped times there's ever been in the South Goal. And then, of course, the entire world exploded. So we had to kind of start over and start rebuilding again, and it's been steady and it's going great. There's better plans in place this year even. And then to have Thomas hop in with, here's some incentives. Like, it being involved is fun anyway. Why not come get, a jacket or a vest?
Can you share some of the plans that you mentioned? I mean, I know
it's flags. Nothing like,
like the flags are on, right? Like
the flags,
which
will
is awesome.
Continue, of course. Yeah. It's mostly just organizational things. Like, there's a Riot website now, which includes all the words to the main chants, English and Spanish. Basically, the groups chose which ones they wanted on there, the ones that you'll hear pretty regularly. So anybody can just pick up and learn them. And there will be like QR codes around to get onto that site during a match. We're looking into doing like little pamphlets just to, easily read it and see what's going on. And of course, there's new chants coming. There's some being kind of written or, essentially what is a soccer chant? Soccer words put to a song that everyone's heard. So, I mean, stuff like that. So it's kind of internal plans, stuff like that. Nothing super crazy,
Is there a way for people who want to participate in activities like painting TIFOs and things like that? How do they access that information, or is it going to be available yet?
Yeah, it'll be available. I'm sure that'll all get added like to the site as well, but the best way is just to give a follow, especially on Twitter. Facebook's also decent. Instagram, I don't know how much that's used, honestly, but everything that we do will pretty much be posted about on Twitter, as far ahead as we know, which, that can get a little rough because sometimes it might be, hey, it's Thursday. By the way, we have a spot to do a TIFO on Saturday. So hope you're ready in 48 hours. And, we understand if you know, so people can't come to stuff with no notice. But that's the best place to hear what's going on and kind of get your face and your name around, and that's the quickest way to get some of this dope stuff that's coming.
And honestly, if you or Zach have something coming up, or honestly with anything, feel free to shoot us a DM and we'll post it as well.
Definitely.
And talk about it in the show so we can help. Because I personally can't wait for the supporters culture to improve. I like what I'm seeing. I miss being part of it. One day I'll be back down there. But, yeah, we would love to help in any way we can as well. Just getting the word out. So just let us know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, we'll let all of our 50 followers know. No, I'm kidding. That's awesome, man. I love the direction and the turn that it's taking. And it seems like even if it's not like a well-articulated plan, as long as the stuff's in motion, it's going to get there. And it seems like
it's exactly
where it's headed.
It's baby steps up a very steep hill, but it's steady going.
Yeah, dope.
And I think ramping up with this season. So
I love that so much. Well,
not to change topics too quick, Billy, but we've already talked about the Beehive kit, but I've heard there's new Monarchs kits.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to. Yeah. Do you guys have one here?
Yeah, they're over here. Can you see them?
Yeah, dude.
I sure do.
Yeah, grab them.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Hey, intern. So Nick designed both of these kits. Hold this kits. For me. every year we get a new home and away jersey for the Monarchs. Oh, I don't know if you all know that.
He's doing a reveal.
Yeah, why not? Secondary.
Okay, so it's like a different variation of last year's home, it looks like.
Oh, we can't describe it, right? No describing. No.
What? Is after the 16th we good here?
We'll launch these after the home opener.
Yeah. Okay, so. All
right, notice. Oh, dude, that is clean, though, dude. I like that.
But yeah, put the splash of gold in there to kind of tie it together.
I like that, dude.
Yeah, just a checkerboard pattern, kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
And this one is clean. The primary is basically based on
I love that.
2016, our first Navy kit.
Oh, love it, dude.
It's very inspired by that.
It reminds me of Vancouver.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I do. I like the classic. This is very classic. Yeah, like,
I love that.
Yep. Is that what you were going for, man? Just kind of like clean, classic, nothing exaggerated? Here, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
It's we'll post kind of the story of them, I'm sure, but like the primary jersey is very influenced by the 2016 third kit that the team got about midway through the year. It was the first time that the team was fully Navy, which has been carried through most every year since. It's the primary color of the Monarchs.
I'll be wearing that often.
Yeah. I mean, I'm biased, of course, but I love these things. Mm-hmm. And this is yet another, just to think that they're wearing the kits that I put together is going to blow my mind all year.
It's pretty dope, dude.
So
is this the UOA?
Yeah.
That's sick, dude. I love that.
Yeah. So I
love the, just how it's, this shade is a little bit off from what we've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love that.
But the cool part about this is we had a couple people submit some designs, graphic designer here at the club. Nick submitted them. We took a couple different designs and did a full vote, and both of Nick's jerseys won. It was great.
Nice, man.
Yeah, I don't.
Dude, that is pretty wild.
Everyone probably felt bad for me because we designed them while I was waiting for and recovering from back surgery. So
yeah,
it was sympathy votes, but I'll take it because they're going to wear my kits.
That's pretty wild, dude. Because like you've been such a supporter of the Monarchs. I mean, I've seen so many photos where it's like a big group of you guys in almost like every home match, and just supporting that team from maybe when they were first starting and then winning the cup and then even after the cup, where it's like it's, you know, maybe it's not as a stacked or heavy team like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
you've been there
quite a few of us who are still there were from day one. When the team was kind of
subpar?
They were bad. but even then, it wasn't like academy or anything. It was just teams put together. And then ramped up to, 2019, suddenly we're a weird super team. And then, the team transitioning into an actual developmental, which is fun in its own way, big time. 'Cause this is turning into a Monarchs pitch, but I mean, you go to Harriman, you pay
$5.
What, $5?
$5.
And you're seeing players who might be, you know, 15, 14 years old, 16, but 5 years from now,
they could be on the national team.
Are they on the national team? Are they on an RSL first team? Are they in Europe?
Yeah.
You get to say, I saw that kid in Harriman.
That is pretty
cool. That's dope for $5. And plus, there's a concession stand there with loaded buffalo chicken fries. And, like, that alone, pay the $5 to get in and go buy them.
That experience out there is very different than what you get here.
Oh, it's so chill, dude.
I almost
prefer
it.
During an RSL game.
I almost prefer it.
But it's a ton of fun. And the crew that runs the Monarchs games, that run that operation, have really done a good job really making it a fun overall event. I mean, you can go out there. If you're beer drinkers, you can drink beer. There's great food, like Nick says. It's
a great venue.
You're right on the field. Like, walk to your seats, you're like right next to the grass where these guys are playing. Makes it so much fun.
Right. If you like the Wrexham show, right, like you're going to get that same kind of vibe there. That's like that just small stadium, very intimate.
Yeah, it's like, what, 7,500, 10,000?
Yeah, it's great.
5,000.
Yeah. Only 5,000. Yeah.
5,000 cap.
Personal goal of mine this year is to make it out to more of those games. I have a hard time with usually the time of them, just due to my job, but it's a personal goal to go out to more of those this year. But I think we should make it a point to do, like, a live episode at a Monarchs game one of these days or something like that.
Yeah,
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, we'd love that support, dude. We got to get out there more. I mean, back in the days when Jake was around, when the podcast was way better, he was kind of pushing for, like, hey, let's do a Monarchs show. Let's do a Royal show. Well, he organized the Royal show.
Mm-hmm.
And then and he even pushed for the Spanish show, El Show RSL, and they're great. They're doing great. Oh, yeah, we stole you from the El Show RSL.
He does both.
Alex Napolis.
Well, hey, pretty soon you'll be able to go to a baseball game and a soccer game out in that side of the valley.
Yeah,
it's
weird.
True. It's wild, man. Well, cool, dude. I love this so much, dude, and your story is dope, man. Like, you've just been supporting and just, in one way or another, self-made, kind of coming through the ranks. And look, dude, literally, they're wearing your – it's a professional team.
I don't know –
one of your favorite teams wearing the kits.
How many teams are out there that are – had a supporter design their jerseys? I mean, I'm sure there's a few, but
– not a lot.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty cool.
It's a
– you're more than a supporter, Nick.
You're the president of the Monarchs.
Oh, yeah, I'm the president.
Future.
Future president.
But, yeah, I mean, like, I started the whole, like, Wasatch Legion thing way back in the day, which is kind of funny because it's, like, 10 of us. But we're going to keep that name because it's hilarious to us.
But you never know, right?
You never know.
The right couple people, you know, the younger kids coming up that maybe don't realize that the Monarchs games are there. They go, they fall in love.
True.
That thing could grow, right? You start with intern's age group and grow it that way. Like, you never know what could happen.
That's true.
That's pretty
cool. But yeah, we have, I mean, I think everyone in that group would probably agree that, like, we have the most fun at Monarchs matches because it's just friends hanging out, dudes being dudes, kids playing soccer,
man. 15 to 20 people just yelling obscene things
that's a great thing too. Like, we do keep it away from obscene because we were asked to back in 2015.
But you know they hear you.
Oh, they hear everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, we have Zach Barnes in our crew. He will deep dive on a player, on a goalkeeper, get their stats from AYSO almost, and just be like, hey, Why did you only have 3 saves in 2018? Like, just the dumbest, the dumbest stuff. But they hear you.
Yeah. Well, you're right there.
Reactions.
You're right behind.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
We've touched the net from your seats.
We've had players who we're not even chirping. We're talking amongst ourselves, and they will react because
that's a beautiful.
It's just such a tiny, intimate place, and it's so fun to be at.
Yeah, and it's true, man. I mean, dude, you get like the young talent, but then also, when you have, like, the actual first-team players kind of go down, recover, get minutes. I mean, we saw it. David Ochoa went and played a game and then probably didn't show up for the next one. But that was fun. That must have been fun,
well,
right?
Well, he spent lots of seasons down there, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean,
he won a cup.
Yeah, he won a cup with them.
But, yeah, I mean, even I guess it would have been last year. There was, like, a match where literally Bobby Wood played, like, the first half. Like,
that is
miserable
fun.
Weather. But you got to go see Bobby Wood play 8 feet away from you for $5.
Yeah, that's the other cool part is when players are rehabbing or coming off of injury reserve, they get to go get some minutes on that field and play with the Monarchs, which is really cool. And to Nick's point, you're right there.
That's pretty cool, man. Yeah. I love that. Love that, love that.
Well, keep me accountable. Make sure I go to like 3 games this year. Because I'll come sit with you guys.
Yeah, do it.
I would love it. For sure. I just have to do it.
All right.
Yeah, the venue's dope. Well, cool, guys. I mean, we're about 45 minutes. Anything else you guys want to like plug, talk about, something that we didn't mention, anything at all? Thomas, Nick, the floor is yours.
I would say just keep up on some of the things that we're doing. We are doing sort of a Scarf of the Month thing this year. Last year it was a pin, but we are still doing a monthly donation to charitable causes. Right now we're focusing on Black history, and we have a special scarf on our homepage at shop.rsl.com where $10 of every scarf goes to the Project Success Coalition. And then next month we'll be doing a celebrating the Women's History Month with another scarf in support of the YWCA. And we'll also be doing $10 of every scarf going to that. And then you'll see that through the remainder of the year. All the way through December. It's just something we like to do in giving back to this community and giving back to great people doing great things. And so, yeah, keep an eye out for that. And then, yeah, just like the years past, we'll be doing the Parlay jersey. It gets released again in April. Major League Soccer has decided they're going back to an Earth Day story, so teams will be wearing the recycled jersey the weekend of, I believe, April 22nd. So we will have we'll have that Parlay kit right around that time. And then Pride, Americana, Kick Childhood Cancer, and Hispanic Heritage all get the pre-match warm-up tops. They are not doing the camo top this year, but they've added Hispanic Heritage, and all of them look awesome.
What about the, are they doing Juneteenth again?
No. Hispanic Heritage again, or kind of took that over.
Okay.
It's really kind of hard to do the Juneteenth thing because, you know, Black History Month is really focused on in February, and we're not really doing much in February. Plus, I think Major League Soccer and Adidas are just kind of, you know, working with different artists, and the way that Adidas collaborates that kind of plays a big part of it. So,
makes sense.
You know, that's not really a decision we get to make. But
sure. That's a league decision.
That's a league and an Adidas thing. Hmm. So, we've got, and then just all the tons of great stuff, and it's all arriving pretty much right now. We should have, if we don't have it in by jersey launch on, you know, right now, you know, it's all coming in a few weeks, you know, for the home opener, new bomber jackets, new, like a ton of our new Adidas stuff is here. You know, the warm-up pants, some of that stuff that we have coming in.
Few more of those silly band-inspired T-shirts.
Yeah, we have more band.
A little bit more, punk this time.
Yeah,
some Leo Squatches, some of those T-shirts coming in.
Yeah. We got some Leo Squatch coming. We have, if you haven't seen the Dancing Leo, which is an homage to the Grateful Dead, we have some cool Dancing Leo stuff. Just, these are the harebrained ideas that Nick and I bounce off of each other.
That's dope. We are super dumb, but also we can get stuff done. So that's how this stuff happens.
So it's just fun. I mean, it's what we're doing is fun, and if you're a fan of the club, like, hopefully you appreciate it. I mean, we're having a good time, and
we have good merch, man.
I mean, that's what's cool is like we can make something just violently dumb, and people might like it, and if they don't, then it's like, okay, we have this other stuff.
Then you just have to get dumber.
Like, oh, you don't like this completely off the wall, like bad brains T-shirt? Okay, well, we have just our basic, you know, our evergreen just red hoodies.
Yeah,
perfect. Like, there's something for everyone, which is super dope.
It's awesome. Well, thanks guys for your time. You guys have been great.
No, thank you.
One question that I've got for you guys is there's been a lot of speculation, a lot of stuff in the, I guess, RSL media realm about, like, Utah Royals. Have you guys seen any merchandise or any, like, whispers about maybe them coming back at all that you guys could comment on?
We know what you do is the thing. Like, we hear the stuff in tweets like everyone else does. So,
gotcha. The Athletic posted an article by the NWSL saying that Utah is one of their expansion markets. So we'll just let your imaginations run wild.
But nothing's come across your desk or anything like that.
No,
saying,
no,
hey.
no, not at all.
Gotcha.
They're not going to tell us.
Yeah, I gotcha. Cool.
I'm sensing sarcasm.
I don't know, man. We'll see. All right, guys. With that, we'll just wrap it up. Thank you guys again so much for inviting us out here. We'd love to do more of these. We really find any excuse to come out. So maybe when the, I don't know, maybe when the other tops, practice tops are out, we'll come out here and just BS with you guys.
You're always welcome.
Cool.
We love you guys.
All right. Josh, anything, dude?
No, dude. I'm just, you know,
stoked.
Happy to see the kit. Happy for, well, I don't know if I'm happy for the season yet. I'm happy soccer's back, but time will tell how we're feeling about the season. But the merch is looking great.
Merch
awesome. Is dope.
Merch is dope. All right, RSL Show on KSL Sports. Follow us at RSL Show, and we will see you guys on the next episode. Take care.
Bye forever.
Bye forever.